Let's read together Ecclesiastes chapter 11. In this chapter, we have some good practical advice for how a believer should live life in spite of the unknowns and in spite of life's brevity. Let's begin by reading the first six verses of this chapter. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, beginning with verse 1. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight. For you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap, as you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child. So you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Let's begin our study of this chapter, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, with some background notes. If we didn't have the divine revelation that God has given us in the Bible, we would not know what life is all about. Would you agree? We would not know that there is life after death. We would not know that there is a heaven and a hell. We would not know that there is a purpose for living. We would not even know how life began. We would have to conclude that we are no different than the animals. They just live and die and are no more. How can you ever find meaning in life if that's the way it is? Well, that's exactly what Solomon shows us in the book of Ecclesiastes. Under the sun, that is, without divine revelation, life is futile and has no meaning. But Solomon also shows us in the book of Ecclesiastes that with divine revelation, from above the sun, life is not futile and life is not meaningless. Life has a purpose and you can live life joyously. But as we live our lives joyously, we need to remember certain things that Solomon also makes clear in the book of Ecclesiastes. Number one, life is a gift from God, and we live our lives to please Him, not ourselves. Joyous living is not hedonism. Number two, life is short, so take advantage of the days the Lord gives you in the land of the living. Very practical. For example, as parents, spend more time with your children now because life is short. Before you know it, they will be gone from the home and you'll be moving toward the retirement home. And number three, while God in His sovereign grace has given us divine revelation and we have the big picture, God has not revealed everything to us. We don't know the details of our personal future, for example. As Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth." Proverbs 27, verse 1. So all three of these points should be kept in mind as we live life joyously before the Lord. And that brings us to our doctrinal points for Ecclesiastes chapter 11. So doctrinal point number one. Believers should work hard even though the future is uncertain. Believers should work hard even though the future is uncertain. Verses 1 through 6. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. Give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap, as you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child. So you do not know the works of God who makes everything. In the morning sow your seed, and in the evening do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good. Did you notice how often the phrase, "for you do not know," is used in these verses that we just read? Verse 2, "for you do not know." Verse 5, as you do not know. And verse 6, for you do not know. Now, the overall point that Solomon is making in these verses is that even though we don't know all these things that God has chosen not to reveal to us, we should still put in a good day's work. We don't throw up our hands and say, I'm not going to work today because I don't know how things will go. I don't know how the weather will be, so I will not work sowing seed because a good harvest cannot be guaranteed. No, that is not biblical teaching. These verses before us show us that we should work hard with the limited knowledge we have. We cast our bread upon the waters. That is, we spread out our resources and we don't put all our eggs in one basket, verse 2, but spread them out between 7 or 8 possibilities, as it were, because we don't know the details about possible future misfortune or possible future prosperity, verse 3. Give a serving to 7 and also to 8, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie. And we don't wait for ideal conditions before we start working. Verse 4. Look at that verse once again. He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. A farmer who waits for perfect weather conditions will never sow and never reap. God knows all the details about everything, but we don't. Verse 5, as you do not know what is the way of the wind or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. So we work hard at something in the morning and maybe something else in the evening. Verse 6, maybe one will succeed, maybe even both. But in any case, believers should work hard even though the future is uncertain. Doctrinal point number 2, believers should enjoy life because the prime of life is fleeting. Believers should enjoy life because the prime of life is fleeting. Verses 7 through 10, Ecclesiastes chapter 11, beginning with verse 7. Truly the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh. For childhood and youth, or the prime of life, are fleeting. Verse 9 is one of those verses in Ecclesiastes that have caused some Christians to conclude that all of Ecclesiastes is only the natural reasoning of a man under the sun and not to be taken as truth. It's only the inspired record in this view. It's only the inspired record of the faulty human reasoning of Solomon. This is not the view of Ecclesiastes that we are presenting. We've seen that throughout the book, Solomon many times goes above the sun and brings God and the divine perspective into consideration, as he does here in verse 9. Now, it is true, if we only had the first part of verse 9, we would have to conclude that this is not what the rest of the Bible teaches. First part of verse 9, rejoice, O young man, in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways or impulses of your heart and in the sight or desire of your eyes. That certainly does not sound like the advice you want to give your teenagers, does it? But don't stop there. Read the rest of the verse, the end of verse 9. But know that for all these, God will bring you into judgment. End of verse 9. So in the context, the overall point of the passage is that believers can enjoy life and should enjoy life while they can. But we don't live our lives just for ourselves. We live for the glory of God. Remember, the light of life is short. The darkness of death is right around the corner, even for folks who live to a ripe old age, verses 7 and 8. Truly, the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity. We cannot enjoy this present life that God has given us after we die. That's the meaning of the end of verse 8. Now we know from further revelation that believers will enjoy eternal life. But the point here in Ecclesiastes is that we only experience this present life that God has given us once. And as a norm, the Lord wants us to take a positive and joyful approach to life. Yes, in the sovereignty of God, there will be problems and trials and sickness and the limitations of old age. And believe me, over the hill comes sooner than you think. So while you're young, play football if you like football. I would suggest tennis and golf because you can do that longer. Travel and see the world if that's what pleases you. And do these wholesome things while you're young, before the aches and pains and other limitations come along, because youth and the prime of life are fleeting. Verse 10. Therefore, remove sorrow from your heart and put away evil from your flesh, for childhood and youth, or the prime of life, are fleeting. But remember, while enjoying life, put God first. We live our lives before the Lord, and our lives will be reviewed by the Lord Himself. You will find that in whatever area of life you enjoy, you can be a faithful witness for the Lord. In sports, in travel, whatever. You know, I've had some great opportunities to witness for the Lord while skiing. After all, you have a captive audience on the chairlift. So enjoy the life that God has given you and be faithful to Him. I love Ecclesiastes. Believers should enjoy life because the prime of life is fleeting. And now for practical application from Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Apply the principles of Ecclesiastes 11 to spreading the gospel. Apply the principles of Ecclesiastes 11 to spreading the gospel. Now we've seen that verses 1 through 6 of Ecclesiastes 11 are in the context of working diligently, even though and because we don't know how things will go in the future. Well, these principles certainly can be applied to spreading the gospel. We spread the word in as many places as we can, as bread on the waters, knowing from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11, that the word of God will not return empty. But we don't know what area will bring the most fruit. And in application of verse 4 of Ecclesiastes 11, we should not wait for just the ideal conditions of time from our perspective to spread the good seed of the Word of God. That perfect time from our perspective may never come. In the words of 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, we preach the Word in season and out of season. And in application of verse 6 of Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we sow the Word in the morning and we sow the Word in the evening. Maybe there will be fruit from one or the other, maybe both. Apply the principles of Ecclesiastes chapter 11 to spreading the gospel.